All right, back here on a snowy Saturday afternoon in Escanaba, the Bay College Norse taking on Dakota County Technical College. And in our player spotlight today is Ryan Robinette, the pride of Escanaba High School. How's it going, Ryan Rob?
It's good. Ready to get this game underway.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a, you know, the Packers have a home field advantage in this type of weather, you know. And maybe we, I heard one of the DCTC guys say, man, we had to come up to the North Pole to play this game.
Yeah, it's, I got stuck earlier today, like 2 hours ago. I had to get dug out. My stepdad had to pull me out with a rope, but, yeah.
Well, it is what it is, and at least we didn't have to drive 6 hours in this, right?
Right, yeah, I mean, getting to stay at home, getting to sleep in my own bed, and I couldn't ask anything more.
Well, let's talk a little about this season now, and with you moving on perhaps to another college in the future. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the goal. We just got to keep getting better every day. Well, me individually, I guess I have to keep getting better every day, getting W's and putting up stats and then taking care of my business off the court too. So this is a lot to think about. Anyone who wants has interest in me, I'm definitely considering it. So.
All right, that was a commercial for Ryan Robinette. I'm his agent. We want a car. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, I need a new one for sure. Like I said, I got stuck, so.
Okay. Well, anyways, joking aside, though, it is starting to get real for you, though, isn't it? We're now that we're in the final few weeks of this season, your final season at JUCO.
Right, yeah. As far as my career goes, I definitely plan on playing after this year. But like I said, I'm going to leave it all on the floor for this team. Right now, it's my biggest focus is just getting W's with these guys. Every day, getting up, grinding, practice early in the morning, just getting better, you know. Us as a team, we got to get better because, obviously, as far as, like Jack said, me going to the next level, my team's a big part of that. I can't just do things myself. I gotta show coaches at the next level that I can play with just about anybody.
What would it mean to you if you got on the bus, let's say it's with Northern Michigan, okay, and you looked next to you and there's Christian Alexander?
That would be a dream come true. I mean, me and Chris have been talking about this since we're just playing at the same college in general since we got here, because we've had such a close bond literally since day one. I just kind of knew, like, this is my guy. I got to take, you know, he's new to this whole, not only the state or this city or anything, but he's new to the whole country. So I'm not going to say I took him under my wing because he's his own man, but I definitely just kind of...
Well, that'd be a pretty big wing, right?
Yeah, that'd be a big, big wing. But I'd kind of just look out for him, you know, just make sure he's good because I know how much he cares about the game and he wants to play at the next level as well. So I think us playing at Northern together would be not only good for us but good for them too, because we can play. So
yep, and I think Coach Makarzak knows that because he and Coach Johnson are good friends, and so they know.
Right, yeah. They got a good thing going over there. A lot of people slept on them in the season. They were ranked like last in the GLIAC, but even that just, we played them earlier this year and I could tell they were going to be a good team. They just obviously got slept on. They had good standout players like Naba and Isaiah left, so it's like after that, well, what do you expect out of them? And they didn't expect much, and obviously they're proving people wrong, so props to them.
Well, what about for you in your role on this team this year? Did you feel any special, I don't know, obligation, maybe the wrong word, but to be, you're the Escanaba boy,
right?
And when you've got the out-of-town guys, in this case the Detroit guys last year, a couple Milwaukee guys.
Yeah, I just, every team I'm on, I feel like it's my job to not only lead in a positive manner vocally, but by example too, just kind of like coming in every day and setting the standard of what you got to do every day in practice. That's big to me, is just, like I said, setting the example, because you can be the loudest guy in the gym saying whatever you want, but if it's not getting through people's heads and people aren't realizing it, doesn't really mean anything. So I think just coming in every day, grinding, showing coach and everybody else that this matters to you is a big thing that I stress this whole year.
So what's it going to take, do you think, for this team to make that next step and get up there with the MATCs and Dakota County is a quality team today? You know, some of the other teams we played, Rochester, SC4. What's it going to take for us to get to those guys' level in the next few weeks?
In the next few weeks, I think to get to that level, we just got to we gotta watch a lot of film and just of the good games we play and not watch anything on the bad stuff. Just watch us at our best. The games like Mid-Michigan, where we won in double overtime, games like that. Watching those games is going to be big for us, because I think by watching those games, you see what you're doing right and why it's working and why you're successful. When you sit there and watch all the negatives, you're seeing yourself do wrong things, and that's just not good for your mind. It's like anything, just repetition, seeing yourself doing good things and visualizing it, that's what gets you to that next level. And knowing that we have to play together, but knowing how we play together to our best like potential.
So what is it you think in your game that has to improve? I mean, it's no secret you're streaky. One day you'll be 1-for-8 right from the field. The next day you'll make 6 triples in a row.
Yeah, I think it's more or less for me is getting out of my own head. some games I feel like I have to facilitate more and just play good defense, because coach has been putting me on big assignments lately. Like when we played Alpena, he put me on their stud, and I had a pretty good game against him defensively. And tonight he's playing me against one of their better players, so I – total different position too. Alpina was guarding the forward, now I'm guarding the point guard. So I think he's just trying to see, because I've obviously proved I can score, I've proved I can get to the cup, proved I can shoot, proved I can get fouled, all these types of things. But now I think I just have to take that next step and D'ing up, making plays for my teammates and getting W's, because that's all that matters at the end of the day. I could have triple-double stats. If we don't win, I'm not satisfied. So,
okay, Ryan, what are you studying here at Bay College?
Studying graphic design.
All right. Well, everybody needs sketches. Everybody needs, someone's got to do that work,
yeah,
right?
I'm a pretty creative guy, so I like to stick to my roots.
Not too dark, though, are you?
No, not at all. I'm very light.
Okay. All right, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today, Ryan.
Shout-out to my stepdad. He's feeling a little under the weather right now. He helped me get out of the snow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't help him very much by saying, dig me out.
Oh, I helped him big time. Okay. I was bending my back. I was in there. But, yeah, I'll shout out to my mom, shout out to my grandparents, shout out to the whole family, man. Shout out to my teammates, shout out to my coaches, shout out to everybody out there doubting me. Let's get this thing rolling.
All right, good luck today, man.
Thank you.